Alaikum. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. So to give over a very well, it's really the idea is not really that deep, but it's incredibly practical and something that we I think we'll get a lot from. The truth is, I said this is gonna be up 15 minutes. It might be like a little bit longer, maybe 20 minutes, just because I wasn't absolutely sure. I didn't know exactly what to say, and then I realized that really what I wanted to say, either thing, were actually one idea. So I'm going to just say them over both quickly, and we'll just hopefully make a difference. So there's two very famous Gemaras dealing with Tisha B'Av. Okay, probably the most famous one, I don't know, is Kamsa Bar Kamsa. It's in Gittin, yeah. And then there's the Gemara in Yuma where it speaks about Sinas Chinam, how in the Bais Rishon there was Sinas Chinam, and that was the reason why the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So I'll just go through the two ideas quickly. I'm not gonna read them inside. Maybe I'll read Yuma inside a little bit. But the story of Kamsa Kamsa was that a guy, we don't know his name, wanted to invite Komsa to a suda that he was having, that the chum was some kind of simcha, and he told his eved to go and invite Komsa, and instead he invited Bar Komsa, who was actually this guy's like enemy. He hated him. So he comes to the suda, and we know the whole story. And at one point he was like, "Listen, please don't kick me out." It was very embarrassing for him. "I'll pay for the entire suda." In the end, he anyway. This guy kicked Bar Komsa out of his simcha, and that was the story. From there on, it all came down, and like it was malshin on the Rabbonim and to do with the Korban, and then Rome came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, then we've got this Gemara in Yuma that's very interesting, and it says, I'll read it here. It says, "Mikdash Rishon." Why was the Bais Rishon destroyed? Mipnei shloisha devarim, shoboy, because of three things: the gimel chamuros, three cardinal sins, which is idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. Okay, I miss a bunch. It goes to gives rise for all of them. Then the Gemara goes on. Mikdash sheni, mitzvahs. In the Bais Sheni, they were involved in Torah, mitzvahs, and kind deeds. Gemaras Hasadim. Why? So, what was the reason for the destruction of the Bais Sheni? There was sinas chinam. The mother shakula sinas chinam. And there was sinas chinam. So we see that even though they had good, they were learning Torah, they were doing mitzvahs. And mice and toy and chasadim, because they had sinas chinam, and that therefore the Bais Sheni was destroyed. And the Gemara says that therefore sinas chinam weighs the same, so to speak, as those three averus. So just as interesting, just as a side point here, Rishayim high, so in the Bais Rishon, it calls the people there Rishayim. Ela shatalu betchunam b'kodesh Baruch Hu, but they were b'teach on Hashem. As in the Mikdash Rishon, d'chsiyev Hashem. They had. I don't want to get into that. That's a bit off the point. Let's this is enough for our point. Okay, so the first question is: what's the? There were loads of stories in the Gemara about people embarrassing people. The Pasha Pshat of the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa was the idea that this guy got deeply embarrassed. But why that story? There's so many different stories about that. What's specific about that story that they selected to and for the Churban Bais Sheni? And then we see that there was also this inyan of Sinas Chinam by Bais Sheni, where the Maisim were good. They were learning Torah, they're doing mitzvahs, gemaras chasadim, but there was sinas chinam. That was also the reason. So what's the connection between these two stories? So I can I'm gonna read you a Mishnah that's gonna answer up everything that's off the show. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fifth perek that says Arba Midas Ba'Adam. There are four traits in man. Oh, Slicha, Arba Deus, Slicha. Arba Midas Ba'Deus. There's three Midas in Deus. Yeah, it's Perek 5, Mishnah 11. Yeah, Arba Midas Ba'Deus. I don't know how you translate that. In like, there's four different qualities in personalities, maybe. Noyach lichois, but noyach liutzois. A guy who is easy to get angry and easy to appease. Yatsa, his merit goes out with what he loses. Kashalichot is for kashalichot. Then there's a guy who's difficult to get angry and he's difficult to appease. Yeah, Yatsa, his hefsed goes out with his schar. Okay, now this is important. Kashalichot chasid. A guy who is difficult to get angry and easy to appease, he's called a chassid. Noach lechois, v'kasha rasha. A guy who is difficult to get angry, so a guy who is easy to get angry and difficult to appease, he's a rasha. Okay? So the first two, basically, how the Mefarshim explain this is that the first two describe two kinds of temperaments. There's a hot guy and a cold guy. Okay. So the guy who's hot, yeah, he gets angry quickly. He's like, he has a, LP is Midas, his metabolism is quick. Yeah. So he gets angry very quickly, but then you can relax him very quickly. That's just who he is. He's a quick guy. Yeah. Then you've got the other guy who's a cold guy. So it takes him a long time to get angry. That's his nature. But then once he's angry, it takes him a long time to appease him because that's his nature. So the chassid is the guy who goes against nature. We don't know what his nature is. Either you're a hot guy or you're a cold guy. But if you're a hot guy, that means you get angry quickly. Yeah. So that means you get. So if you're a cold guy, that means it takes you a long time to get angry, but then it'll take you a long time to get relaxed. But this guy gets angry, it takes him a long time to get angry, and then he quickly gets relaxed. If he's a hot guy, then he should get angry quickly and relax quickly. But this guy takes a long time to get angry. So either way, he is going against his nature. Latoiv. Everyone's with me?
Yeah, can I add a quick point?
Yeah, sure.
Teva is Gematria 81. Chassid is Gematria 82. He
Awesome.
goes above
As in,
Chassid.
oh,
A Chassid is 82. So he goes above his nature.
perfect. Thank you, Michael. That was worth waking up for this morning. So, then the so what's the Russia? The Russia is the guy who goes against his teva to be ra, meaning if you're going to get angry quickly, then you should get relaxed quickly. But no, he gets relaxed slowly. If you're going to get angry slow, so if you're going to get relaxed slowly, then you should get angry slowly. No, he gets angry quickly. So he's going against his nature. That's a Russia. Going against his nature for like, if he's just going with his nature, then he's like one of the first guys. Either he loses his schar to his hefsel, or his hefsel is schar, whatever it is. Yeah, he's not called a Russia. The Rasha is a guy who goes against his nature, Lara. So listen to this. There's a story that I might have told you before, but it will put this all into perspective. So I took pictures at a chasna. I don't know, Daniel, if you know, I really was a photographer, not so much anymore. But I took pictures at a chasna, I don't know, 8, 10 years ago. A very, very nice guy from South Africa. Yeah. His name was Joel. And he called me up about a month or two before the wedding, and he's like, "Shmuel, I just have to tell you, my parents are divorced. They pashut hate each other. Please do not, whatever you do, we can't take a picture with them together in the picture. It will ruin the wedding. Please don't." Fine. He calls me back a week before the wedding, same thing. Calls me back a day before the wedding. Yeah, He's like, Shmuel, I'm sorry to go on about this. I can't relax. Please just know that under no circumstances can you ask them to be in a picture together. Can you take a picture together? Please. I'm like, fine. I got the message. Yeah. At the chasna after the chuppah, his mom and dad come up to me with a big smile. Like, Shmuel, can you please take a picture of us with the chasan? And I'm looking at the boy. The boy is like, just had, it was amazing. What's the inyan? The inyan is that simchas, and I've said that was just one story. I've got lots of stories about this. That was probably the most profound story. Simchas, as you probably know, mevatel sina. People who've hated each other for a long time, there's a good chance when they come to a simcha that they'll be able to get on with each other. It might be after the simcha that there's a problem again, but there's a simcha, the nature of simcha is it's mevatel sina, hatred. That was the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The point was, it was at a simcha. Not that he just embarrassed someone. That's terrible, yeah? But that happens all the time. What was the reason why that was mamash? That was the siba, the reason for the Chorban Bayis Sheni. Because it was at a simcha. And Hashem put into creation, so it's like you know, Mario, you know, in Super Mario Land, you had like those like secret doors and stuff where you could go in, like you could jump worlds and stuff like that, yeah? So Hashem, in his creation, has created these like secret doors, these like tricks and tips and tricks, like ways you can bypass things, yeah? It's like the refuah comes before the makkah, the remedy comes before the illness, that he's put in cheats to allow you to overcome problem, like to allow you to overcome ra. When we don't cup those tips and tricks, yeah, that's mamash terrible. That's really bad. So now you get that, yeah? It's pasha.
Yeah.
What's the what's the connection between that and the inyan of the sinus of sinus chinam and the Torah mitzvahs and gemes chasadim? Because the whole Tanya basically screams this inyan of moich sholet al alev. Fix the behavior. It's not really in your like purview to fix the internal world. It's very difficult to deal with that, yeah? So the Tanya gives you the ultimate eitzah. The ultimate eitzah is you fix your behavior. Because moich sholet al alev, as we've said many times, whatever action you're going to do, if someone jumps out and offers you, you know, $10,000, yeah, you will be able to not do that action. No matter how much you feel that you're like unable to not press that button on the computer or smoke that cigarette or say that nasty thing to your wife, someone jumps out of the closet, offers you $10,000, yeah, you will be able to be oymed the Nesayim. Yeah, meaning that moyach shola alalev, you are always in control of your actions. The reason why we fail in our actions is because you make a bad cheshbon. But when somebody puts that $10,000 in front of our face, now the cheshbon becomes a good cheshbon and we're able to deal with it. But we don't realize what kind of damage we're causing when we say something nasty to our wife. Therefore, we say something nasty to our wife. If we knew that she's in such a matzav right now that we say this one thing, yeah, and she could do something really serious, you know, damage herself badly, chas v'shalom, then we probably wouldn't say it, depending on where we're going. But it's about a cheshbon, meaning that our actions are in our control. So what the Tanya says is the avoider of the regular Jew is in the world of action, meaning thought, speech, and action. Meaning you do the right thing, and then eventually what's going to happen is you're going to start identifying with that kind of behavior. And before you know it, that will start being mashpia on your inner world. That's the way Hashem created the world. Again, it's another of these little like Mario Kart, you know, Mario doors in the fabric of reality. Like, how do you fix your inner world? Because you can't really fix your inner world because it's so difficult to do that. Yeah, so the answer is you fix your actions. It's a roundabout way that is within your, which is within your abilities, and that will feed into the inner world. So what's the code word for a unholy inner world. Sinas chinam. That's what it means, an unholy inner world. The lower, our lower self, we're going to call it the Nefesh Bahamas. As we've learned many times, it's got a completely fragmented reality. Its whole inner world, its whole structure is fragmented, yeah? So the way it looks at the world is in a fragmented way. It doesn't see everything come together. So it either hates things, or it doesn't recognize that something exists, or it loves it for its own selfish purpose. That's called an avatalui badava. Okay. An avatalui badava, this is a little bit stark, but this is what I've learned, is that, for example, if somebody marries a woman for her money, that's called an avatalui badava. Yeah, it's a love dependent on something.
Continued on something.
He loves her because of her money. Now, it could actually be that he quite likes her. She could be a nice woman and he quite likes her, but he married her for the money. And in Loshna Chasidus, that's called Sina. Even though he actually quite likes her, the fact that the money is more choshev to him, and it's the reason why he's with her, therefore his love for her is called hatred. He actually hates her. That's why it says that Hashem hates the klipa and sitra achra. It's not that he's like us, like, you know, angry and horrible. Like, he doesn't. He hates sitra achra, meaning that the reason for klipa and sitra achra is to give us free will. So he doesn't want klipa and sitra achra for itself. He wants it for another reason. He has an ulterior motive for it, and that's called hatred. So he hates klipa the sitra achra. Just like everything in our life that we love for a reason, yeah, in truth, that's called a hatred for the thing. That's why it's so important to know this when it comes to our wives, our children, our parents, everything, is the foundation of the love for our kroivim has to be based on nothing, on no thing. It has
baseless
to be
love.
On no thing. It just has to be, why do you love me? You're my child. That's it. You could do whatever you want to do. See, we call it love, but it's really, there's two levels of love. There's the emotion of love, and then there's the love being the kind of the relationship of love, which is, that's why it's Gematria Echad, Gematria 13, which is Echad. Yeah. That level of, like we've said many times, is to say to your child, I love you, is nice. But to say to your child, I'm your father, and I will always be your father. There's nothing that you could ever do that will stop me from being your father. Yeah, that means so much more to your children. Try it. I'm telling you, I've done it many times. I do it all the time. It means so much more to the child. Yeah, that's real love. Because I love you right now is like, right now I love you, but when you're being a brat, yeah, I don't love you at all. Yeah, but that's not real love. That's the emotion of love. But the relationship of love, yeah, that's really where it's at. So that isn't changing. That's a love based, that isn't talui badava. That isn't talui badava. That's a love that isn't dependent on something. So why do you love your child? There's no thing that's making me love my child. Nothing that's making me love my child. It's an expression of me. So it comes out that from when we're connected to our lower side, you either hate something mamash, or it doesn't exist, or you love it for a reason, which is called hate. That's the inyan of sinas chinam. We were connected so deeply to our dark side that we were doing these nice actions, Torah, mitzvahs, and gemilas chasadim, but it was coming from this place of separation, fragmentation, brokenness. And the problem was that we were going again against nature, and we weren't allowing the mechanism that Hashem created, that behavior is mashpia on the inner world. Just like we said, the simcha breaks hatred. And this guy stood against nature to be to retain his hatred for Bakomsa. So too in Bayashani, we were doing good things, but we were akshanim, and we weren't allowing it to be poil to affect our inner world and be mevatel the sinas chinam. So it's the same reason. That's mamash the reason for the Chorban by Hashani means we weren't going through those secret doors that are put through all of reality. We weren't chapping the ways of how to get over the bad stuff that we're doing, the little tips and tricks that Hashem has kind of sprinkled throughout all of reality. We weren't taking advantage of those. And that was mamash the reason for Chorban by Hashani. Rachmanis. So just to make it very practical, I mean, I'm sure you understand how practical this is anyway. But just like when we're having an argument with our wife, yeah, as we know how it goes, yeah, and we're feeling negative towards her, and then something happens where you could potentially chaperine. And you could use that as a springboard to pull yourself out of this negativity. But you don't want to. You resist it. You know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You resist these opportunities. That's what it is. You resist. We resist these opportunities that are golden opportunities to get through the hatred. We resist them. Why? Because we want to stay in that hatred. That's what's called the Russia. Yeah. Noyach lechois, the kasha lechois. That's going against nature. So Hashem fitted into reality these little tips and tricks which will allow us to become tzaddikim, and that's the definition of the tzaddik. The definition of the tzaddik is the guy who takes a long time to get angry, but he's quick to be appeased. Why? Because he's hopping on these little, what you call them? These secret doors. Like, there's a thing you call, there's a name for them. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. These little secret
hacks.
Doors. What?
Like a life hack.
Yeah, exactly. These hacks. Thank you. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
These hacks are precious. Mamash, exactly the word. These life hacks are precious. These are called tips and tricks. They're precious. And whenever we see them, we should mamash hut them and use them to do the bigger voida, which is the tikkun of what we're here to do, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so we should be zeicha, Bezrat Hashem, to chaperein and all the things that Hashem put into creation to help us to become tzaddikim and give him a lot of nachas. And we should see the binyan bais shlishi. Bezrat Hashem, even
Amen.
Before Tisha B'Av. Bezrat Hashem.
Amen. Amen.
Shkach.
I happen to hear something pretty
meaningful fast.
Amen. Bye, Michael. Yes, I do.